In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday, the 8th of May. Great, as always, to have you with us, everybody. The political results of the French election this past weekend are generally known. Emmanuel Macron won going away. He's got parliamentary elections next month, though, that'll bear directly on his ability to get his promised economic changes done, and it is not going to be just the French judging him on that. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports the rest of Europe is going to be watching Macron's every move.
The new president of the Republic, Emmanuel Macron.
When Macron arrived at his victory celebration, they played the European anthem. Pierre Gattaz, head of the main French Employers Association, told the BBC Macron's election is very good for Europe.
Because he's a young guy, pro-business, pro-euro, pro-Europe. So I think it's a good news, yes, renewal.
The EU is relieved, says asset manager Stephen Bell, that Macron won and not his far-right rival Marine Le Pen.
Had Le Pen won, it would have been an absolute nightmare. Euro would have collapsed. So that didn't happen. So I think the big pressure has receded.
But the pressure is on Macron to deliver the reforms he promised to revive the economy, to slash corporate taxes, make it easier to hire and fire workers, and shake up pensions. All this with his mighty EU partner, Germany, breathing down his neck, watching the French budget. Florian Henser of Berenberg Bank.
The French deficit is probably not going to go down as quickly as many people in Germany would like to see it.
But he says don't expect the usual lectures on fiscal rectitude from Angela Merkel and her finance chief.
They will probably remain rather quiet and become more lenient.
He says they'll cut Macron some slack to help rebuild the Franco-German alliance, without which the EU and its currency might continue to crumble. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.